Beware of fraudulent copies of this and other media products. Genuine products are always wrapped in a seal and bear the Halakha Media mark. Fraudulent copies destroy future productions. Help us to help you. Buy a genuine product.
Open your mind.
Halakha Media, the signature of quality and expression. Quality and expression. Pioneering production. Trilling Dolby Pro Logic surround sound. Innovative. Captivating. Compelling audio range.
Open your mind.
Open your mind.
Open your mind.
Visit www.halakha.com for more information.
The signature of quality and expression.
In this torn land that is Palestine, tales are rife of an epoch of struggle between races and religions, tribes and nations, conquerors and conquered. In our era, Palestine denotes one of the most enduring and explosive of all the world's conflicts, a dilemma of two combustible claims to the same historical land. A land that lies between the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordan River. One group claiming the land on religious grounds, the unfulfilled promise of God, and another on more simple reasons. This is where we live, this is where our forefathers lived, and this is our home. The claim is deeply rooted, complex, and agitated by external Western influences who have maliciously mismanaged the people of this ancient land for transitory solutions. Palestine has always been a land of great significances to three religions: Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Three religions sharing similar prophets and all believing in the God of Abraham. It is one of the enigmas of humanity that despite having all this in common, there is always so much bloodshed, horror between these three groups in the Middle East. There is no truly unbiased look at the dilemma of modern-day Palestine. However, to believe that all is equal because both opposing sides have their claim only serves as a refuge for iniquity. We have seen apartheid in our lifetime, a system of institutionalized racism. We've also seen how long it took that system to abate. However, the legacies of that period in African history still linger in the ghettos of Soweto and Johannesburg. History repeats when we fail to address it. Palestine was once known as the Land of Canaan, and apart from Africa, is one of the oldest sites of agricultural activity in the world. The land has been settled for tens of thousands of years. Descendants of the Phoenicians of Tyre entered the area about 4,000 years ago. The Amorites and Canaanites have also settled the land in biblical times. The area presently occupied by Palestine and Israel consists of 10,000 square miles, all the way from the Mediterranean Sea to the Jordan River. 78% of the border of Israel and Palestine is shared in the east with Jordan. Palestine lies at the head of the Great Rift Valley, which extends all the way to Mozambique in southern Africa. During the long history of the area, a plethora of peoples have settled on the land. Such diversities have left the land torn and unsettled. From the archaeological records, the Jewish people are descendants of the once native Canaanite peoples and invading tribes. Sometime between 1800 and 1500 BC, a Semitic people called Hapiru left Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq, and settled in Canaan. The city of Jerusalem is noted as one of the oldest cities in the world, and according to some sources was founded by a priest king called Melchizedek, who was a contemporary of Abraham. In the annals of Jewish scriptures, Jerusalem is referred to as foreign land. Jerusalem dates to around 1800 BC and was inhabited by a Canaanite subgroup called Jebusites. According to the Islamic and Christian teachings, Moses, in around 1270 BC, led the Israelites out of Egypt. Under Prophet Joshua, they conquered part of Palestine. The Israelites, a confederation of Hebrew tribes, finally defeated the Canaanites about 1125 BC, but the battle with the Philistines raged on. The Philistines were referred to as the people of the sea and are believed to have originated from Illyria. They had established an independent state on the southern coast of Palestine and exercised control over a number of towns to the north and east. Superior in military organization and armed with iron weapons, they demolished the Israelites about 1050 BC. The Philistine threat forced the Jewish factions to unite and establish a monarchy. Saul was proclaimed king of the Israelites in around 1030 BC, but was killed by the Philistine forces at the Battle of Gilboa. Prophet David, who served as a vassal, succeeded Saul as king and finally defeated the Philistines around 1000 BC and established a kingdom over much of Canaan, including parts of Transjordan. After the death in 922 BC of King David's son Suleiman, the Israelite tribes revolted and the kingdom was divided into Judea in the south and Israel in the north. Jerusalem remained the center of Jewish sovereignty and of Jewish worship. The Assyrians conquered Israel in 722 BC and the Babylonians conquered Judah in 586 BC. They destroyed Solomon's temple in Jerusalem and exiled a large number of Jews. The exiled Jews retained a great part of their cultural heritage, and it is during this period that a great portion of the Old Testament was written. Fifty years later, the Persian king Cyrus conquered Babylonia. Cyrus allowed a group of Jews from Babylonia to rebuild and settle in Jerusalem and Judea, a district within Palestine. However, a large number of Jews remained in Babylonia, forming the first Jewish diaspora. The Persians ruled the land from about 530 to 331 BC. Alexander the Great then conquered the Persian Empire, and after his death in 323 BC, his generals divided his empire. One of these generals, Seleucus, founded a dynasty that gained control of much of Palestine about 200 BC. Initially, the new rulers, called Seleucids, allowed the practice of Judaism, but later, King Antiochus IV tried to prohibit it and Hellenize the population. In 167 BC, the Jews revolted under the leadership of the Maccabeans and drove the Seleucids out of Palestine. The Roman general Pompey the Great in 61 BC invaded Judah and sacked Jerusalem. The area became a province of Rome called Judea, which was ruled by Jewish kings. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem in the early years of Roman rule, during the reign of King Herod the Great. Two Jewish revolts erupted and were suppressed. After the second one, numerous Jews were killed. Many were sold into slavery, and the rest were exiled from Palestine, forming a second Jewish diaspora. However, Jewish communities continued to exist in Galilee, the northernmost part of Palestine. In time, Christianity spread to most of Palestine. The population consisted of Jewish converts to Christianity, pagans, and other indigenous groups, Palestine received special attention when the Roman Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity in AD 313. His mother, St. Helena, visited Jerusalem. As a result, the area became a focus of Christian pilgrimage, a golden age of prosperity, security, and culture followed. Most of the population became Hellenized and Christianized. The Persians cast a covetous eye on Jerusalem, and in 614, Chosroes II, king of Persia, overran Syria and sent his armies to pillage Jerusalem. The invading army was joined by numerous Jews eager to exact revenge on the Christians, and thus destroyed many churches. Byzantine rule was reasserted in 627 by the Byzantine emperor Heraclius. He restored the decree of Hadrian, which forbade Jews from entering the city of Jerusalem. In 638, when the great Muslim Arab armies moved north from Arabia to conquer most of the Middle East, Jerusalem was peacefully surrendered by Patriarch Sophronius to the Caliph Umar ibn Khattab after he assured the inhabitants protection. Caliph Umar erected a modest mosque at the spot where the Prophet Muhammad made his miraculous night journey. This mosque was later rebuilt by Caliph Abdul Malik in 691 and is called Dome of the Rock. The Dome of the Rock was also near the site where King Suleiman's temple existed before it was destroyed in 586 BC. Between 705 and 724, the Umayyads built Al-Aqsa Mosque close by. The enclave is sacred to Muslims and is known as Haram al-Sharif. The Muslim rulers, under Islamic or Sharia law, allowed Christians and Jews to keep their religions. However, over a century, most of the local population gradually accepted Islam and the Arab Islamic culture of their rulers. The remaining Christians and Jews were considered people of the book. They were allowed autonomous control in their communities and guaranteed security and freedom of worship. Such tolerance was unique to Islam. Palestine prospered in the glory of Islamic civilization when the Muslim world enjoyed a golden age of science, art, philosophy, and literature. Muslims preserved Greek learning and made numerous artistic and scientific innovations, all of which later contributed to the Renaissance in Europe. In 750, Palestine became neglected when power shifted to Baghdad with the rule of the Abbasids. Like the rest of the empire, however, Palestine under the Mamluks gradually stagnated and declined. The Seljuk Turks gained control of Jerusalem in 1071. Christian crusaders from Europe captured Jerusalem in 1099. A great slaughter of the Jewish and Muslim defenders followed, and in the aftermath, no Jews were allowed to live in Jerusalem. The crusaders held the city until 1187, when the great Muslim ruler Saladin attacked Palestine and retook control of Jerusalem. Beginning in the late 1300s, Jews from Spain and other Mediterranean lands settled in Jerusalem and other parts of the land. The Ottoman Empire defeated the Mamluks in 1517, and Palestine became part of the Ottoman Empire. The Turkish Sultan invited Jews fleeing the Catholic Inquisition to settle in the Turkish Empire, including several cities in Palestine. In 1798, Napoleon entered the land. The war with Napoleon and subsequent misadministration by Egyptian and Ottoman rulers reduced the population of Palestine. Arabs and Jews fled to safer and more prosperous lands. Subsequent reorganization and the opening of the Turkish Empire to foreigners restored some order. They also allowed the beginnings of Jewish settlement under various Zionist and proto-Zionist movements. By 1880, about 24,000 Jews were living in Palestine, out of a population of about 400,000. Ottoman control in the 18th century was indirect. Dahir al-Umar dominated the political life of northern Palestine for nearly 40 years. Ahmad al-Jazar, the Ottoman governor of Acre, had control of most of Palestine, and in 1799, with English and Ottoman help, he successfully defended Acre against Napoleon. Both Dahir and al-Jazar led Palestine with a firm grip, during which time trade with Europe was growing. After the French withdrawal, Egypt, under Muhammad Ali, embarked upon a program of expansion at the expense of his Ottoman overlord. Under the Ottoman Turks, Palestine continued to be linked administratively to Damascus until 1830. Palestine was divided into the territories of Nablus and Acre, both linked with Beirut and Jerusalem, which dealt directly with Istanbul. In 1831, Muhammad Ali's armies occupied Palestine, and for 9 years, he and his son gave it a centralizing and modernizing administration. Their rule opened the country to Western influences, and therefore enabled Christian missionaries to establish many schools. Taxes were increased, and urban rebellions broke out against the harshness of the regime. In 1840, when the British, Austrians, and Russians came to the aid of the Ottomans, the Egyptians were forced to withdraw, and Palestine reverted to the Ottoman Empire. After 1840, reforms by the Sultan gradually took effect in Palestine, increased security in the countryside, and the land law of 1858 encouraged the development of private property and agricultural production for the world market. The Ottomans extended the central government's new military, municipal, judicial, and educational systems to Palestine. There was a marked increase in foreign settlements and colonies. The French, Russian, and German Jews were the minorities, but they formed the Zionist agricultural settlements and were the forerunners of a Jewish national home and Jewish state. By 1880, there were about 24,000 Jews living in Palestine, out of a population of about 400,000. At about that time, the Ottoman government imposed severe restrictions on Jewish immigration and land purchase. These were evaded in various ways by Jews seeking to colonize Palestine. The rise of European nationalism in the 19th century